produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Thank you for tuning in to Morning Glory with Cynthia. This is a beautiful day that the Lord has made, and we are so glad to be in it. If we all would just take a moment and look back over our lives at all the beauty that God has allowed us to see in 2020 as we're moving into 2021. Let's all take a deep breath and exhale out and give God glory this morning. Give Him glory, give Him praise, give Him honor for every single step that He has ordered up until this day. And I pray that the Lord will allow us to see the rest of the steps of this December 2020 as we enter into January 2021. Oh great, oh great, oh how great is our God. Thank you for tuning in again to Morning Glory. I am Cynthia, your host, and I thank Kayla Padgett and also to Josie Hopkins for giving me such a wonderful, extraordinary opportunity to have been here with them on this wonderful network. And as I close out this year, I can do nothing but say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Psalms 150, praise the Lord. Praise God in His heavenly dwelling. Praise Him in His mighty heaven. Praise Him for His mighty works. Praise His unequal greatness. Praise Him with a blast of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lyre and harp. Praise Him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with string instruments and flutes. Praise Him with a clash of cymbals. Praise Him with loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Take another moment and just reflect back now. We have lost some dear ones over these days through the COVID-19. And not just that, just different fatalities that have taken place during 2020. And as we think about those families and individuals who have lost loved ones, we give our deepest sympathy and condolences, prayers for all. But through all in all, our God He is an awesome God. He is worthy to be praised. So let's just clap our hands on today and say, oh, holy, holy, holy. Oh, holy, holy, holy. Emmanuel, continue to be with us, our bright and shining star, our bright sun that shines, and our wonderful moon that gives the glow at night. We just thank you. We thank you. Let's just take a moment here and just release whatever it is that we're carrying with us, any baggage, unforgiveness, depression, whatever it might be. Let's lay it at the feet and at the altar. Leave it there and know that God will take care of it. Cast all of our cares out to the Lord and let Him anchor them in. And just release us so that our burdens are light and not heavy as we enter into 2021. I just want to say I'm thankful and I'm grateful to be alive to see another beautiful morning. The glory of the Lord, the glory of the Lord, let it rise upon us. The glory of the Lord, let it shine upon us. The glory of the Lord, let it radiate all over this earth as we praise our Heavenly Father's name. May we be filled with joy and know that He seeks the earth with His eyes for those who are committed wholeheartedly to Him, to strengthen them so that we can build and lift up His kingdom and draw all men and boys and girls to Him, because He's trying to save our young ones so that they can be the generation to come behind us to continue the name of our precious Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Just remember that we can place our hope in God, knowing that every promise that He has given us, it shall come forth. As long as we continue to lean not to our own understanding, but in every way acknowledge our Lord and continue to ask Him to direct our paths. As we acknowledge Him all through the day and all through the night, and even when we close our eyes, we place the Lord in our mind and on our hearts, and we sleep in peace, knowing that God will grant us just one more day, Lord. So we thank you, we praise you, we honor you, Lord. So let's lift up our eyes up to the hills where our help and where our strength comes from. But He covers the heavens with clouds and provides rain for the earth and makes the green grass grow in mountain pastures. He feeds the wild animals and the young ravens cry for Him for food. The strength of a horse does not impress Him. How puny in His sight is the strength of a man. Rather, the Lord delights is in those who honor Him, those who put their hope in His unfailing love. So praise God this morning. Praise Him. We glorify You, Lord, for this morning, the day that You have made. that we celebrate victory and rejoice, and we are glad in it because we have ushered into your courts, giving you praises this morning. So, Father, we thank you because you have kept our hearts beating all through this year, Lord God, that our hearts have not skipped a beat for the passion and the drive that we have for you, Lord God. Allow us to continue, Father, to be focused and remaining in your eyesight, Lord God. So we thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, because you are so amazing. You are so awesome. So Lord, just hear our prayers, oh Lord. Listen to our pleas. Answer us because, Lord God, you are faithful and you are righteous, Lord God. God, during this time, don't bring your servant to trial, Lord God. Father, don't compare us to anything because we know we can't compare to you because we're not perfect, Lord God. But Lord, we are striving, Lord God, to be more like your son, Jesus. We're striving to be faithful in all that we say and do for you, Lord God. And we want to be gracious in all that we do. So God, just help us, Lord God, if we lift up and as we bend our knee down, Lord God, to the heavy loads, Father, that we have brought with us to you and at your feet as your servants, Lord God. So, Father, as your servants, Father, we ask that you will use us. Use us to our full capacity, Lord God. As these days pass by, as they go by, Lord God, we are available to you. We give you thanks, oh Lord God, with all of your heart. We sing praises before you, God. We bow before your holy temple as we worship you. We give thanks to your name. We love you so much, God. Oh, God, if we've not said how much we love you during this season of 2020, we say it now, God. We say it. We say we love you, Lord. I encourage you not to let this day go by without saying, oh, God, I love you with my whole heart. And saying, God, we thank you and we ask, Lord God, that you give us the increase, God, as these days go by, Father, as we have some people who are experiencing homelessness, some who are losing their homes and not being able to work, and those who are sick and shut in, even those who are in the prison, Lord God, we ask that you build a hedge of protection all around us. Cover us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Lord God. And Father, we ask that you will load us up with daily benefits, Lord God, so that we will know that every need that we are expecting, Lord God, day by day, that you will give it to us, Father, without us even blinking an eye, without uncertainty, Lord God. We just know that we know that you, Father, will take care of us under all circumstances, Lord God. So, Father, I ask that you will endow us with power, endow us with strength, Lord God, as we move into 2021, Lord God. Let it not be like 2020, but let it be where all the impossible take place, Lord God, but all the possibilities of our Lord God's hand on it. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that we celebrate in advance, Lord God, your gifts that you've given us. And, God, we ask that you will accept our gifts. and that you, Lord God, will see them for what they are. So as 2021 comes in, we offer ourselves up to you as living sacrifices, holy, pleasing, and acceptable as our reasonable act of worship. You're listening to Morning Glory with Cynthia, and I pray that I will have the opportunity to serve you again in 2021. Now, as we go for now, I love you all. God bless you, and thank you to this radio network, Kayla Padgett and Josie Hopkins. God bless.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.